And then finally, you need some kind of back end to boost sales, which is growth barrier 14. Now, a back end to boost sales is essentially having more than one product. You don't want to be a one-trick pony, because if you only sell one product, you're in a really risky position. One of my favourite client stories is about the mortgage broker who grew phenomenally during the 2004 to 2007 period. When the mortgage crash, the financial crisis hit, all of the banks and building societies withdrew thousands and thousands of mortgage products that were on offer. And the mortgage broker suddenly had very few products it could sell. And because mortgages were one of its major things, it lost a lot of sales. Now, many of their competitors actually failed and went out of business, including some very large, very successful, well-known businesses. Companies with 50 to 250 employees simply falling out of the sky because they could not make enough sales to stay in profit. There was a lot of people that lost their jobs and a lot of entrepreneurs that lost their businesses, very sadly, in a very, very short space of time. My client Darren, who runs the mortgage broker, was able to maintain his sales because he'd already diversified and was doing a lot more with insurance and other investment products. The consequence of that was that his business was able to weather the storm much more effectively, and that was along with doing some pretty radical structural change to the business as well very quickly, rather than waiting and putting his fingers in his ears and hoping it was all going to get better, which many of his competitors did. So by reacting quickly and by having several products to sell, he was far more protected than a lot of his competitors who failed. So for the same reason, you can do that in your business too. But also, you've fought hard to win every single one of the leads you've got in your business, and each one of those leads is really valuable to you only if you can keep selling them things. So if you're offering only one product to people and they buy that product maybe once every 2-3 years, then you're spending a huge amount of money to win a one-off sale effectively, when you could be offering them other products and services during that period to increase the amount they spend with you. And not only will it increase the amount they spend with you, but it will increase your connection with them as well. If I only speak to a customer every 3 years to sell them something, they don't really feel much of a connection to me. On the other hand, if I have something I can sell to them once a quarter, or even once every 6 months, I stand a much better chance of retaining that customer for the 3-year repeat purchase as well. And this is true for a business that makes something that can be sold just once in a lifetime, or whether you can sell 10 things a week to them. If you have the right range of products and services and you promote those things in a structured way to them, you have a much better chance of growing your business. So let's think, for example, a nice idea would be if you were a florist. Someone comes and wants to buy a bouquet of flowers, that's fine. You could sell a card to go with it. You could take their details, as in lead capture marketing, and then in a month's time ask them if they'd like a nice bowl of tulips to go on their desk. So you could offer things continually to them through the year, as well as giving them tips about how to look after cut flowers and tips on how to arrange flowers and so on. So what you're doing is building a relationship with them and making repeat offers to them from time to time to give you the maximum value from each customer. Do all of this, get all of that in place, and you will have a tremendous sales and marketing machine that will be a real engine that will power the growth of your business.